in Florida this week. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News, where he's appearing with Democratic nominees running in the midterm elections.
There are two Democrats running for statewide office in Florida whose races are being closely watched. Former governor and former Republican Charlie Crist is hoping to unseat GOP incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis. Orlando Congresswoman Val Demings is hoping to take Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio's job. President Biden will appear this week for a rally and possibly fundraisers for them. The event is planned for Tuesday in the city of Miami Gardens in Broward County, Florida. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Meanwhile, the Paul Pelosi attack has a member of Congress ready to act on ways to keep politicians and their families safe.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar heads the committee with oversight of Capitol Police as well as federal elections. She said more money for protection of elected officials can help keep families of lawmakers safe. She also wants to look at what's online.
I have a bipartisan amendment that will allow members to take their private information off of the internet.
She says federal judges would also be able to avail themselves of that internet protection.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, and at least 60 people in India have died and several others are injured after a bridge collapsed into a river on Sunday evening. Hundreds reportedly plunged into the river when the bridge in Morbi City gave out. The accident comes just days after the bridge was reopened after a renovation. Plus, South Korea grieving the deaths of at least 153 people, mostly in their 20s and 30s. They were trapped and crushed Saturday night after a huge Halloween party crowd surged into a narrow alley in a nightlife district in Seoul. Witnesses say the streets were so clogged with people that it was practically impossible for emergency workers to reach the victims. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A country superstar welcomes a special guest on stage during a concert, but not everyone is happy about it.
Luke Bryan's concert in Jacksonville Friday night doubled as a fundraiser for Florida's victims of Hurricane Ian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Governor Ron DeSantis.
While many in the crowd cheered, online the response was not as positive, with some calling it a political stunt so close to the midterms. One person on Twitter writing, quote, "Note to self, cancel Luke Bryan." On Saturday, DeSantis tweeted, quote, "Thanks for letting me crash the party last night at Luke Bryan." Bryan did not respond on social media, simply posting on Instagram that, quote, "Jacksonville got me fired up for the weekend." Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Meanwhile, Black Adam, the Dwayne Johnson-fronted DC superhero film, kept its hold on the number one spot at the box office in its second weekend in theaters. The movie added $27.7 million in ticket sales, bringing its domestic total to $111.1 million. In second place, Universal's Ticket to Paradise with Julia Roberts and George Clooney earned $10 million, while the horror films Smile and Halloween Ends fell shortly behind. Plus, a Central Florida Police Department swears in an unusual honorary police officer.
The city of Ocala, Florida added a miniature horse to the force, swearing in the atypical equine as an honorary police officer. Officer Magic earned its stripes after being trained to provide emotional support to people in times of need. Magic is part of the award-winning nonprofit Gentle Carousel, which visits thousands of adults and children each year in hospitals, hospice programs, and those suffering after traumatic events. Ocala is one of only four major thoroughbred centers in the world, with 600,000 thoroughbred horse farms producing 45 national champions, 6 Kentucky Derby winners, 20 Breeders' Cup champions, and 6 horses of the year. And now, one police officer.
Fox's Ann Carrick, I'm Marie Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.